After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
Welcome to the Be Here Now Network guest podcast. This series features talks from a myriad of modern spiritual teachers expanding on how we can all live a life in balance. If you're interested in supporting this podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/guest.
You want to say? She says she has pain. I will make... Breathe, okay? And the most, I think one of the main problem is the anticipation, the fear of pain. And she wonder how to work with that, how to get rid of fear of pain.
How to meditate on pain.
I think important for that is practice pain meditation.
What is that?
That's a secret. Okay, maybe I will tell you the next meditation, which is, do you practice breathing meditation?
I practice breathing.
Okay. I will teach you one more meditation technique, then I will let you know. Next question. Okay.
Rinpoche, while you are on your three-year retreat again, what would you like us to pray for you?
For me? What is it? Because I'm buying a lottery ticket while I'm retreat. No, you can pray, oh, may he win lottery. No. Not any special, no need, but just practice. If you guys do practice, that's the most appreciate for me, I think. So not any prayer for me, any special. Yes. Yes.
In the meditation practices, you talk about having a straight spine. What if someone has scoliosis? How important is the straightness of
what
the spine?
What is scoliosis? It's
a curvature of the spine.
Curve
to the spine.
Like this, spine like this or like this?
It's okay. Curving.
Spine is like this. Become right, left or front, back?
Right, left.
Right, left.
Right, left.
Okay. You can use any support. As I mentioned, even these people cannot sit like this, using against the chair, or it's okay. What do you think? Yes or no?
Yes.
Right.
And it doesn't really work.
And your bones automatically crooked, yeah?
And
that's okay. That's no problem.
Yeah, but
the pain from sitting. How about lying down? Okay, you can do lying down meditation. Okay. Face up or right. Right side is down. Even that's difficult, right? But if you have pain, then it's okay, no problem.
Lying down.
Lying down is okay. But you can, when you lie down, your body becomes straight, yeah? A little bit.
Yeah.
That's okay. So as long as you can keep your body straight, doesn't matter, you can lie down, it's okay.
Okay.
But also your automatically your bone is crooked, then that's also no problem. One of our teacher, Trishi Rinpoche, his bone is like this. When he meditates, it's always like this.
But I can't get beyond the pain.
It's okay, no problem, because it's not your problem because of the pain, because of the bone problem.
Yes.
So it's okay, no problem. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, good.
Thank you. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate your flexibility in the instructions of all of these different meditation techniques and tips. And I also wanted to ask you a question about the scientific research. When the scientists had you meditate in 90-second intervals and they tested concentration, loving kindness, and open awareness, if there were any differences in the response, both in terms of your subjective experience and also what they found on the fMRI?
They said gamma single nice is very high for compassion. And the second is open present. And third is concentration. And then they found many different things, you know, I cannot really describe. It's a lot of different terminology, something, you know. And different part of brain is very complicated. Okay, maybe I will teach you with the breathing. First, to make connection with your breath. And the second, breathing meditation. Two steps. Or breathing meditation first? Or make connection first? Connection first? Connection first, raise your hand. Breathing meditation first, raise your hand. Okay. Connection first, okay. Do you have breath?
Yes.
Are you sure? You all have breath, yeah?
Yes.
Great. Okay, now for connection, this is not the breathing meditation. So to make connection, please keep your meditation posture. And now, just recognize your breathing now. And your mind just knows your breathing in and out. So breath and the mind together. Just like normal. It's just your mind just says, okay, I'm breathing out, in, out, whatever. Okay, that's finished now. Can you realize your breathing? Everybody?
Yes.
If so, raise your hand. If not, raise your hand. No one. Okay. Now breathing meditation. The breathing meditation, you have to put your attention on your breath, the focus, one pointness. And don't let your mind go here and there. Don't wander your mind. Only your breath. Concentrate on your breath. Focus on your breath. And no sound. Don't go your mind to the visual object. and don't go your mind to the Starbucks and hamburgers, sourdough. No sourdough, no pizza. Only breath. Okay, not the bread, breath. Okay, now keep your meditation postures and concentrate only on your breath. Don't wander your mind here and there. Focus your breath. Okay. How was it? Which one is more easy? Connecting your breath is more easy, or breathing meditation is more easy? Connecting is more easy, raise your hand. Breathing meditation is more easy, raise your hand. Okay, now one more about just connecting, just breathing. Not the breathing meditation. Don't try to meditate with your breath. Just realize your breath in and out. Relax, okay? Relax mind, relax body. Gentle awareness with your breath. Be aware of your breath. Just breathe in and out. Okay. How was it? How is it? This time is easy? This is the how to just breathe? Huh? Making connection with the breathing right now, this one is easy or not?
Yes.
If so, raise your hand. And breathing meditation is more easy? Still breathing meditation more easy, or first one is more easy? First one is more easy, raise your hand. Second, breathing meditation is more easy, raise your hand. Third, again, just... Third one is more easy, raise your hand. Oh, everybody laughing, why? Try again, okay. First one is more easy, raise your hand. You know the first one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, huh? First one, just making connection, yeah? Breath. So it's just more easy, raise your hand. Okay, the second one is breathing meditation, yeah? That's more easy, raise your hand. Okay, third one is repeat again, first one. You know. That is, third one is more easy, raise your hand. Sounds like not many people liking second one. You don't like meditation? Then why you come here? Okay. I will tell you another secret. Too many secrets, yeah? Should I tell you? The second secret is this one. The first one and third one is meditation. So I told you don't meditate, but actually that was meditation. Why? Mind and breath together, that's all. And second one, I call breathing meditation, it's meditation but too tight. Because I told you, don't let your mind go here and there. No sourdough, no pizza, only breath, no sound. No visual object. Concentrate only breath. Then you're tight. Huh? Oh dear. Breath. I'm thinking sourdough, you know. This is terrible. I'm not supposed to think of sourdough anymore, you know. I have to concentrate on my breath. Oh, there's another thought come, you know. You thought, you know, ruin my meditation here. Please, no thought, please, please, please. Breath. Boom. So it's too tight. So first and second style, relax. So if you more relaxed and you have better concentration. For example, if you want to go to Golden Gate Park, you know? Golden Gate Park? Park. Golden Gate Park. Park. And you want to spend there for a whole day and bring a lot of sourdough, pizza, hamburger, or organic vegetables. But soon as if you arrive in the Golden Gate Park, there's police coming. Police car chasing after you. Wah, wah, wah. Four policemen. And they said, we have order for you. The order is you have to stay here for whole day. Not allowed to go out of Golden Gate Park. And they say, we're going to watch you. Four policemen from four directions follow you everywhere. Watching you. Not smiling, you know. Even you try to smile at them, they control their smile. And now what are you going to think?
I want to go out of Golden Gate Park.
I want to go out of Golden Gate Park, yeah? You don't want to stay there, yeah? You don't want to stay there even 5 minutes. Actually, you want to stay there for a whole day. That's why you bring a lot of sourdough. But now, because police say you have to stay here for a whole day, now you don't want to stay even 5 minutes. Even you eat sourdough, no taste. Yeah. So same like that. Breath. No other thought. Concentration. No past. No future. Present. Right now. Right here. Breath. What about sourdough? What about last year? What about hamburger? No, this is why you think more. Actually, you don't have to really strong. No need. Just recognize breath. And you recognize that every day, yeah? You know you're breathing time to time. Just notice I'm breathing in, out, in. You've been doing that every day. So this is not meditation, but best meditation. Meditation of non-meditation. Okay, now since that lady here asked a question about how to deal with the pain and the fear of pain, yeah? First, I would like to teach you a little bit about how to use with the thought meditation. Do you have thought?
Yes.
Great. Thought coming and going in and out, like breath. Mm-hmm. Breath come in, out, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And thought, you know, thought, thinking?
Thought.
Thought. The thoughts are coming in and out. Like your breath. This way, if you can use your breath as support for your meditation, why not with thoughts? Thoughts. Because the thoughts are also coming in and out. Same as like your breath. So you're watching your breath in and out. Now you can watch your thought coming in and out. Okay? So now we're going to practice that. Please watch your thought. Same as watching your breath. Okay, please keep your meditation posture. And be aware of your thoughts. Okay. How was it? Huh? How was when you watch your thought? Can you watch?
Yes.
No? How many yes? Raise your hand. How many no? Raise your hand. Both is good. If you can watch your thought, one of the best meditation experience. If you cannot watch your thought, one of the best meditation experience. Why? If you cannot watch your thought, your mind back to open awareness or objectless meditation. Watch thought, they're gone. They become quiet, fuzzy, unclear. I need them, where they've been. Hey, thoughts, now I need you, please show up. They don't want to come. Do you have this experience? So raise your hand. Great. That is open awareness. Looks like your mind become blank. There's a gap. But you have the watcher, someone knows the gap. Okay. But you recognize there's no thought. Okay. There's awareness, yeah? Mm-hmm. But there's a gap. There's real open awareness. And second, you can watch your thought. That's great. Thought becomes support for your meditation, just like your breath. They come and go and come and go. If you watch them, you are separate from them. You are not get lost in the thought. If you can watch river, you are not fall into river. And carry by river. If you fall into river and carry by river, you cannot watch river. Like example, if you are in the mountain, you cannot see mountain, yeah? That's the expression. You can't see forest because of tree. Something like that. If you can see thoughts, great. And this experience is like watching television. So what I call inner television. It's very good price, $0. And big screen. And follow you wherever you want to go. and not need to worry about cables and monthly payments. But there's one problem. The programs are quite old. But if you watch all boring program again and again, the result is different. Just like you're swimming, you know? If you swim, how many style? 5-6 style, yeah? You know, forward, right side, left side, back, and butterfly, you know, some few styles. You're doing this every day, you know? This year also this style. Next year, 5 style. After 10 years later, 5 style. But you learn more and more. Your experience develop. You develop your awareness, your mindfulness. But now, same thing with the emotion. And same thing with the pain. If you have pain, watch your pain. Just like you're watching your breath. Sometimes, there's fear of pain. Then don't watch pain, watch fear of pain. I use with my panic. But sometimes I have panic of panic. Fear of panic. And I use fear of panic, panic of panic, as support for meditation. Okay, let's finish now. And thank you very much for all of you coming here. And now I'm going to sign a few books. And then after that, finish. And thank you very much for... Thank you very much for Spiritual here, the organizer here. I'm very happy to be here.
Rinpoche, thank you very much for coming this evening. We really appreciate your warmth, your humor, your clear instructions. Please come back when you finish your retreat.
Yes, thank you. I will.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.